This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So here's the situation. It was a weird Panthers game last night because they're getting blown out, and then all of a sudden they're back in it. But I don't know if they're back in it. I was having this conversation with Appel on text last night. I don't know if they're back in it because they figured it out and they got it together, or Wall is just a much lesser goalie than Stolarz. So and it could have been a combination of the both, because Stolarz was pitching a gem. Really, he really was. But it was a strange game because they're getting blown out. And then you have a chance to tie it in the last couple of minutes. And you almost felt like they were going to. Like, it really felt like it was leading up kind of like to that Winnipeg finish the night prior. Like, yeah. It really felt like it was leaning towards it. And we didn't get there. But nice little comeback. You don't want to start the series down 0-1. But it's certainly not anything that the Panthers can't overcome. The big story, obviously, is Anthony Stolarz getting knocked out of the game. And Solana and I were talking about it before the show started. I mean, I don't think it was the Bennett arm to the head. I think it was the slap shot. I think we're both in agreement. I think people are coming around to it. But I think the slap shot that knocked his helmet off just a couple plays before is probably where he attained the head injury. And it may have been exacerbated because he wasn't feeling himself since then. And then all of a sudden he hits the ice again from a forearm from Sam Bennett that really packed no punch to it. When I look at the replay, like, there was no force there. Sam Bennett's going for the puck. He happened to meet Stolarz's head with his arm, but I don't think there was force or,
No wind up at all.
Like, we've seen that before. Like, I didn't see that. And Sam Bennett talked about it today in the media availability. He reached out to Anthony Stolarz. They were teammates. They're friendly. And Stolarz is out of the hospital, by the way. And really, Toronto was noncommittal as to whether he'll even play tomorrow. He may be fine to play tomorrow. Amazing to think, though, that last season we had under contract for our hockey and our football team two very fragile heads.
Bro, how could he be throwing up and they let him go back out onto the ice after a head injury? How?
Well, they didn't. That's when they pulled him.
I thought he went back out there.
No. He was in after the hit and after the slap shot.
Yeah.
But at one point during a period break, he had skated over to the bench and he was leaning over the bench and he was yakking. That's when they pulled him.
I don't know, man. Hawk, I didn't see any sort of wind up there. When you before I saw the video this morning of the slap shot that hits him early in the game, I think it's like 5 minutes in. I mean, I could understand why somebody sees that contact and is saying, hey, that there was contact there, and for whatever reason, it led to him feeling woozy, and that's why he had to leave. But that contact sends somebody to the hospital? No way, bro. Like, once you see the video of the slap shot hitting him in the head, and then he's even shaking his head a couple seconds later when play stops, it's pretty obvious.
He's trying to get
happened.
The cobwebs out. I mean, it's a pretty telltale sign of a head injury. But they kept him in. And again, I think he was probably getting woozier and woozier, you know, and they sent him to the hospital for observation. Anytime that there's vomiting associated with a head injury, obviously you take prudent precautions. But to me, the most telltale sign was when it happened, not a single Toronto Maple Leaf went after Sam Bennett. Those guys know what's going on the ice at all times. And if there's even an iota of a dirty hit somewhere, you see what happens. Their goalie, like, make no mistake, anytime you breathe on a goalie, you start to see people lock up. And there wasn't a single Maple Leaf. First of all, there wasn't a penalty. And again, they call that stuff very closely when it comes to the goalie. They protect the goalie. It's a very big concern for the league. There was not a penalty, and there was no riffraff by the Maple Leafs after that because they didn't see anything that met that. Now, does that mean they won't use it as a rallying cry tomorrow? Of course not. But I don't think that there's much to be seen there other than Anthony Stolarz got knocked in the head, the face, with a slap shot, and he was feeling the effects of it, and maybe that added on to it, but I don't think there was any ill intent by Sam Bennett, and the league certainly could have had a hearing today. They could retroactively punish him. They're not going to do that, so I just don't think there's anything to see here.
Especially somebody who does have a history, Hawk, of, you know, some extracurricular.
He's a bad dude.
Yeah, he is.
He's a bad dude.
And you go back to what you were saying to start the show, where it felt like there was a flurry of shots by the Panthers in the third, down one, where it seemed like they were about to tie it, and Sam Bennett gets called for a two-minute minor, and I thought that totally deflated all of the momentum that the Cats had, and I was pissed off at that penalty because it was such a dumb late hit by him. But is it because of his history that the hockey community is in some sort of an uproar? Because I am seeing just people come for Sam Bennett, talk about how he should be suspended multiple games, and I swear I'm trying to look at it by not being blinded by the fact that I'm a Panthers fan and a Sam Bennett fan, and I'm saying, what are people looking at here in a sport where they celebrate punches being thrown constantly?
Right, not against the goalie. Here's the thing. If you think about it in a vacuum, you didn't watch the game or you watched it casually or you're just seeing the highlights. Anthony Stolarz was having a very good game. He connected at some point in the crease with Sam Bennett's arm, went down, went to the bench, was throwing up, was taken to the hospital for a potential head injury. 2 + 2 = 4 in most situations. But
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You have to give it the context of the slap shot that he took earlier. Most people won't go back that far to figure that out. And you also have to understand, like, this isn't, you know, Brad Marchand and the Panthers 2 years ago. This is Anthony Stolarz. Like, he was a beloved member of the team.
Yeah.
Like, the team liked him. So I don't think that I don't think Sam Bennett's taken a cheap shot at Anthony Stolarz in net. And again, I would look no further than no fights when it happened, no scuffles when it happened, no penalty when it happened, and no action by the league, or at least not yet, at 10 after 2 on Tuesday. And they wouldn't wait very long on something that was egregious. So I don't think there's much to be seen there. Now, is it easy to hate on Sam Bennett when he's not playing on your team? Yeah.
Yeah.
I forget who was on with us who just said, yeah, that's a mean guy. You remember? And then all of a sudden Crowder wanted to buy his jersey.
He wanted his jersey. Yeah. Yeah. I think it was Moeller. I think it was Moeller who was telling us. Like,
was it Moeller?
I think so.
Just like, he's a mean guy. Like, he's a mean SOB. Mm-hmm. Like, he's exactly what you want your hockey player. Yeah. To be, but I don't think there'll be anything to see there. And again, Toronto won the game. Anthony Stolarz looked really good. If he's not in tomorrow or the rest of the series and it's Wall, I have a completely different take on the outcome. He was making me nervous last night. I thought it was going to be the opposite end. I bet the over. I parlayed the over with the Panthers. I thought it was going to be because Stolarz was a little iffy coming out. It was really Bob who was iffy.
Bro, Hawk, the first goal, 30 seconds in. Like, what? How did I? Jimmy, you know, could have made that save, man. Jimmy could have made that save.
Did you see all the videos on their day off where it's just Sergei Bobrovsky skating silently on the ice for 45 minutes? He gets into his head. Like, we've read all these stories. If you follow Sergei Bobrovsky, nobody takes goaltending as seriously as this guy. He is like a robot. He reminds me a little bit of Drago in Rocky IV. Like, he is programmed to be a goalie, and it's all he thinks about. And there was this video of him on their day off. There was no skate around, and he is just silently skating the rink for 45 minutes straight, getting into his own head for round two. And I love him. Sergei Bobrovsky, I absolutely love him. But I was thinking last night how funny it is to go through all that and then you give up a goal 30 seconds into the game. You're like, man, I could have just hit Chipotle with Plagans and Jameson Olive and I'd have to skate around for 45 minutes doing nothing.
A Plagans and Jameson. Maybe find a Qdoba, you know?
Yeah, like, find a new place. Huh? Hey, welcome to Moe's. All right?
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.